Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
We've reached week 11 of the high school football season. The postseason is here. The Class 3 District 8 semifinals coming up later on this evening as Maryville hosting St. Pius. We're talking Spoof Hound football now with head coach Matt Webb, also junior lineman Owen Wunderly joining us. And Coach Webb, we have to start kind of where everybody's mind has been as they looked at the forecast throughout the week, which is the weather. A lot of rain throughout the day here today, expected to lead up through game time. Your approach, your thoughts, does anything change at all? Do you game plan for it? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you do. It's one of the things we have in our program is kind of a core belief and a philosophy that regardless of what the elements are outside, you know, you make your own weather. So that means your mindset is that the weather's not going to affect how we play and the outcomes that we desire. So in my mind, it's sunny and 60. I'm sitting on a beach with a light southwesterly wind at 10 miles an hour, nice breeze. So it's a beautiful night for football, and we're going to go out and win the game. But realistically, you do throughout the week. We've done a lot of preparation, and you talk about it. We practice with a wet ball and took a bucket of water out there, and you dunk a ball in it, and kind of the grip. Owen here this morning, it's a lot of things that the particular things that rain brings to a football game is the snaps. Our center and quarterback exchange have to be precise. You want the running backs to hold on the football, and when you got a chance to throw, you got to be able to throw it. I don't think it's going to be just a 100% downpour the whole game. So when you've got a chance where maybe it lightens up a little bit and you can throw, you need to be able to throw. And then on defense, you kind of pack the box and make them try and throw. We worked, St. Pius is very good at running the football, so you kind of anticipate that they're probably going to lean on their run game a little bit more. And so we've got a lot of, run stuff emphasis, which doesn't change that's every week. But with these elements, I think it kind of, heightens it a little bit.
I think if your heart rate matches what it is on the beach, what it is on the coaching on the sideline and vice versa, then you might need to go see a doctor because that could be a little elevated. Owen, though, when we look at it for you as a center and going into it, and Coach mentioned practicing with the wet ball and all the little things that go along with it, is that more of just more of a focus, more of an emphasis on, all right, making sure this snap is right as opposed to any other special techniques or anything that goes with it?
Yeah, it's definitely a focus for this game. Got to be prepared with the wet, muddy, whatever ball there is. So we've just been – that's been like a game plan kind of for offense, just snap exchange, really focusing hard on that and trying to get the ball back to Derek.
As an offensive lineman, is this something you look forward to as a wet, sloppy game to where what you're doing up front, it always matters a lot, but now especially if the run is emphasized that much more, there's a lot more on the line.
Yeah, I'd say like we're going to probably be a little run-heavy tonight, but I'd say that – footing and technique is going to be harder with muddy and sloppier grounds, but I think we should still be able to get it done,
Maryville taking on St. Pius tonight. This is a rematch from week 4 of the conference season. Coach, that was a 7-point ball game where a couple of different plays swap out, and then Maryville comes out on top. What's your take on St. Pius? Have they changed much? Because it looks like they've had a few more struggles as the season's gone on, but of course I feel like a lot probably lies on Larry Casconi in that running game.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a great job running the ball. It's a very good St. Pius team. They've done a really good job, of kind of turning that program around in the last few years since Coach Simone has been there. And the best thing they've done is they really have a good group of athletes. Their skilled players are really good, from their quarterback to their fullbacks and tailbacks, wide receivers, the linebackers on defense. They're really good on defense. You look at the matchup tonight and the way the numbers came out through the regular season, we've got the number one offense in the conference, and St. Pius has the number one defense. So, they're only averaging giving up 15 points a game, and we're averaging scoring, over 40. So we need to be able to step up on the defensive side of the ball and hold them down, just knowing that they're really good on defense, and then our offense is going to need to execute.
Owen, we talked with Coach last week just about home field advantage, how big that is for Maryville, how good you guys have been at home for the past decade, really. And this is a St. Pius team that came in and snuck out last year from Maryville with a one-point win. Is that in the back of your mind at all to go along with the way Week 4 went?
No, I just think we have to focus on what's here and not dwell on the past. I mean, they've beat us in the past before, but new week, new game, new outcome, you know.
We're talking Maryville High School football with head coach Matt Webb and junior offensive lineman Owen Wunderly. Owen, as we go through 9 weeks of football before you got a bye week in the first round of districts, but of course it's more than just 9 weeks of Fridays of playing. That's the off season and practice and everything going into it. Did it feel like your body was ready for a chance to have a Friday night off, maybe recoup a little bit and get ready for the postseason run?
Yeah, the break was definitely nice, you know, getting ready for playoffs. A big emphasis was refocus and recuperate, you know, and just be ready for the playoffs and get your body ready, mind right.
Sometimes, Coach, teams step away for a little bit, and it's hard to get that focus back. What's practice been like this week?
It's been great. These guys have really listened. This is a group that's a very tight-knit group that one of the things that I really, you know, admire them and how we've built our team. Maybe since week four, you know, I kind of made emphasis on after the St. Pius game that if we were to play St. Pius immediately again, I think they would have beaten us again because they did the things that it took to win a football game. And since week four, this team is really kind of what Owen said. You know, we refocus, we reset. We've had a great end of the regular season, winning the conference. That goal is accomplished. We accomplished the goal of getting the one seed and hosting these playoff games at our home field, which is very important. And now we get to play a mud game. I don't know if it's a goal the regular season to play a mud game, but man, the excitement's going to be a lot of fun tonight. These are the games you look back when you're 40-something and you come back on a reunion and, you know, you see somebody and you're like, hey, remember when we were playing St. Pius and you fell in the mud, you jumped up and you had a bunch of mud in your face? Like, that was really cool. like these guys, these are the fun times, and these are the ones you're going to remember. So, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
These are the type of games that they make movies about down the line, maybe not specifically, but these elements, everything going into it.
Yeah.
One thing I want to go into, too, we put so much emphasis on quarterback, but the center also takes on a lot of responsibility on that offensive line. We talk a lot about coaches' sons and the way they come in and discipline. They know the offense and they know what's expected of them. But can't you say a similar thing about being a teacher's son as well? Owen, the son of Mrs. Wunderly, who is at Eugene Field Elementary School. My son Nolan's a kindergarten teacher. But there's just a certain expectation of going in, acting right in the classroom. You know what's expected of you and coming out and doing your best within the schoolwork. It translates to the football field at the same time. Owen, is that something you kind of see a little bit of you know what, when I go in there, I know that there's a certain standard expected of me?
Yes, I'd say having a teacher at home would help with, like, the meeting the expectations, doing what's right, you know, just don't get in fights, you know, just all that stuff. I'd say it helped a lot.
And Coach Webb, you see it from coaches' sons, but do you see it similar, too, whenever you have educators with kids on your football team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. And sometimes you know, it's interesting. I've got two daughters, so I don't have that coach's, you know, a son coming through our program that. But I've seen it with Matt Houchin, Tyler Houchin, Trey Houchin. I see it now with Tom Dwight and having Darren Dwight on the team. I've seen it with John Gustafson through as a coaching staff and coaching, you know, Cade and Mark. And it is a different role, but I can tell you, you know, as myself being my mother was a educator in Eugene Field, taught for 40 years in Missouri. So I had that, and my dad was a preacher. So I couldn't get away with anything at church, you know, or at school. It was one of those things where, you know, everybody in the choir was watching me, so I couldn't mess around the church pews there growing up. And then when I was in school, you know, I had a teacher in the building that, you know, you couldn't get away with anything. So I definitely see what Owen's saying. You can't get in fights. I think we talked earlier in the year. I was the first one to throw up on the Kiva carpet when that was installed back in fourth grade, which you'll get there, Nolan. You'll get in that Kiva. But just remember, Coach Webb was the first one to ever throw up on the new Kiva carpet back in whatever, 1980s, whatever that was.
Leaving your mark. That's impressive.
You got to be known for something in this world, right? So there you go.
Well, Owen, one of the things he's known for as we look at the roster every Friday night is his call sign, Eagles, in there. Where does that come from, Owen? Is there a good backstory there?
I'm not even sure where that comes from. They just named me Eagle one day randomly at North Dakota State team camp. We got in a room and they said, your call sign's going to be Eagle.
Okay. There's a lot worse out there.
There is a lot worse.
It could be buzzard. It could be crow. There's a lot of worse birds you could be.
Yeah. For sure. All right. Last thing I want to leave you with before I let you guys go. As I understand it, yesterday was Matt Houshin's birthday, your offensive coordinator. I'm sure he appreciates this being broadcast on the radio right now as well. Coach Webb, a good relationship there. If you don't mind me asking you a personal question, what did you get Coach Houshin for his birthday?
Well, that's coming tonight. His birthday didn't fall on the right day, so he's going to get a playoff victory tonight for his birthday. But, yeah, birthdays are special, and everybody, you know, we started ended the meeting yesterday with a happy birthday song to Coach Houshin, and so birthdays are always special, and we like to celebrate them.
A special night for high school football, the Class 3 District 8 semifinals coming up this evening, Maryville and St. Pius. Gentlemen, good luck. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and junior lineman Owen Wunderly joining us. You can hear the football game tonight on KXEV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe, kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:30.